Well, we do love you, Lord. And Father, we just thank you and praise you that you're among us. Bill's going to pray.
Father God, we just thank you for another glorious day at Jesus Ed Ministries. Lord, I'm thankful for everyone that's come in here this morning. And what I'm most thankful for, Lord, is that you're not finished with any of us yet. God, at my best, I'm a wretched sinner in your eyes. But that's why Jesus went to the cross for me. And he said, for the joy set before him, he went to the cross. And he did it while we were yet sinners. Thank you, Lord, that it's not about me cleaning up myself and making myself presentable to you. It's not about being at a point where I think God might accept me. It's about you accepting me, an imperfect person, a sinner, that desperately needs a Savior so I can be put in a proper relationship with Father God. Lord, may somebody feel the tug of the Holy Spirit this morning. May they realize that you're working on their inside to change their outside. May you speak to their hearts. May you open their ears. May we bind the enemy and rebuke him from this room and this place so that your word can reign and you promised it will not return void. Bless the pastor this morning as he gives the word. Anoint him.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, speak through him as an oracle of your peace, your grace, your saving knowledge. And may lives and hearts be transformed. God, and you set people back on solid ground. You take them from the mire and the muck that they've been in, and you give them a new hope and a new future, because they would know you and they would see you and you'd realize that you've never quit on them. Bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. It's good to be with you. Thank you for letting me come and have this privilege of sharing with you this morning. And I want to thank Steve and Judy for inviting me down to be with you this morning. I want to share with you a little bit about myself today. I haven't always lived in Ohio. We've only been here about 4 years, and we moved here from California and came here to pastor a church. And a couple of years ago, we had to change our residence, and we had to move to another place. Our family kind of expanded, and so we needed a bigger house. And so this neighborhood that we moved into, we live on a dead-end street. And we live at the very end of the street. We're the last house on the street. And right beside us is a horse pen. And this lady that lives beside us, she has about 6 or 7 acres, and on her farm there, she keeps these horses. So every day when I leave my house or when I come home and I'm driving down that street, I see those horses out there, and they're beautiful creatures. They're very pretty. And so I thought, you know, it'd be nice to pet the horses, you know. So there's a fence that right there on my property, and I would go stand at that fence and I would call out to the horses, and they would just look at me. They wouldn't come towards me at all. And my neighbor one day saw me out there trying to get the horses to come over. And she came to me and she told me about these horses. They're kind of special horses. All of the horses on her property are rescued horses. They used to be either race horses or show horses. And their owners, their previous owners, only cared for them when there was a chance for them being the best. And once they lost their peak performance, their owners quit taking care of them. And they began to neglect them and not feed them and not give them their medicines, not just kind of let them go. And she found these horses, and so she rescues them. She brings them to her farm and she starts taking care of them. And she uses them to train people how to ride horses. And she said, you know, I want you to know these horses, they like treats. They like apples and carrots, but their favorite treat is peppermints. And so she told me that if I would stuff my pockets with peppermints and I would come out to the fence and call to the horses, that they would come. And so I tried that, and you know what? They still wouldn't come to me. I would try everything in my power to get those horses to come to the fence, and they just wouldn't come. And so finally someone said, well, you need to call them by name. You need to learn their names and start calling them by name. So I learned their names, and I would stand at the fence, and I would call their names, and they still would not come to me. And I would hold out the treats and try to let them know that I have something there for them. And they would just stand there and look at me. And I never understood what was going on in their minds, you know, because I would be good to them if they came over to me. I mean, I would stroke them. I would pet them. I would tell them how pretty they are and speak softly to them. And then I would give them these treats. But instead, they would just prefer to stand there and chew on hay and look at me. I got to admit something to you. I am a fair weather horse caller. I only go stand at the fence and call for the horses when it's nice outside. If it's raining or if it's cold, I don't stand there and call out to the horses. I only do it when it's nice and it's comfortable. One day, while I was doing this, trying to get the horses to come over, I had this thought. I thought, I wonder if this is what it's like for God when He calls out to us. Somehow He stands at the edge of our life and He calls out to us. And we've been wounded, we've been hurt, we've been neglected, we've been overlooked by people. And all He wants to do is be kind to us. All He wants to do is speak softly to us and tell us how beautiful we are for no reason except that we exist. And He just wants to share that with us. And how many times we might be like those horses, that we just stand there, we hear Him, we understand someone's trying to get our attention, but for whatever reason, just like those horses, we're not going to go over. Maybe those horses don't come see me because they don't trust me. Maybe they don't come over to me because they think I'm going to hurt them in the past like someone else has hurt them in the past. I don't know. I don't know why the horses don't come. But I've got a pretty good reason. It's because either they're afraid of me or they don't trust me. And I think that that's how we feel with God sometimes. When He's calling out to us in our lives and trying to get our attention for no other reason than to be kind to us and to love on us, and we're afraid, we don't trust His intentions, we are not exactly sure what He's going to do. Maybe He's going to be mad at me. Maybe He's going to make me feel worse than I already feel. So why? I think I'll just stand here and chew on hay when I could have something sweet, when I could have someone be kind to me. There's a verse in Romans chapter 2, verse 4. It says, don't you realize how kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Or don't you care? Can't you see how kind He has been in giving you time to turn from your sin? Sometimes we might think that God is kind because He's just trying to be kind. Because He's God and God is love and God is good, that God is kind just to be kind. But actually, God has a reason to be kind. There's actually a purpose behind His kindness and behind His patience and His tolerance that He has for us. These things that happen to us in life that we don't deserve, the good things that take place that we didn't earn it, we didn't deserve it, but somehow God provides it. Why does God keep doing that? Why does God keep giving us meals that we don't pray for, or clothes that we didn't earn, or friends that love us even when we mess up, or family that still cares for us even though we may not have been good to them? Why does God place strangers in our life who don't know us at all, who don't even know our name, but yet they're good to us and they're kind to us and they don't overlook us and they don't ignore us? Why does God allow things like this to happen in life? And I think this verse is telling us, it's saying God is kind because He's giving us time to turn away from our sins and come to Him. You see, if those horses would just walk over to me, they would see that I'm going to be kind to them. I'm going to be good to them. I'm going to speak softly to them. I'm going to admire who they are, what they are. If they would just come to me. I can't help but think that God is the same way towards you and I. If we would just come to Him, oh, He would be so good to us. He'd be so good to us. My wife has a friend that she's been spending some time with lately, and this friend is struggling to understand some things in her life. And she asked my wife this question one evening when they were talking. She said, "I just don't understand. Why do bad things happen? Why does God allow bad things to happen? If He loves us so much, why does..." And we all have that question, don't we? We all wonder sometimes. We sit and swing around and think, why is this bad stuff happening to me? I don't understand. But my wife gave a great response, I think, to this lady. She looked at her and she said, "I don't know why. But think about this. Why does God allow good things to happen? Why does He allow the good to happen in our life?" Isn't it funny how we look at our lives and we say, you know, I don't deserve the bad. I don't deserve the bad things that happen to me, but somehow we feel that we deserve the good things that happen to us. God has a purpose for His kindness. His kindness is to draw us into Himself and to turn from our sins and let Him love on us and be kind to us. In this passage that Paul wrote, he goes on to say, "But no, you won't listen. You won't listen." Sometimes we just won't listen. We won't trust Him. We won't give Him a chance. I want to encourage you this morning to look at even this that's happening right now maybe differently than you've looked at it before. Maybe this entire event, this meal that you're getting ready to have, the clothes you're getting ready to be able to go through and pick out what you need. I heard someone this morning even come in and and they walked up to Steve and said, I need shoes. Steve didn't even know his name, didn't even know his story. He looked at him and said, I'll get them. I'll get your shoes. Be here next week. I'll have your shoes. To look at event like this and maybe see it a little bit different. Is God standing at the edge of your life, calling you over, saying, you know what, come to me. Come to me and let me be good to you. Turn from your sins and come to Him. God's not being kind just to be kind. God doesn't just have pity on us. There's a purpose for His kindness. He wants us to come to Him. And I pray that you and I will do that today when kind things happen to us. That we will understand it's God calling us to Himself. Let's pray together. Father, Your Word tells us that You love us very much and that You care for us even when we don't care for You. So Lord, I pray this morning that while we're here together, while we're eating this food and receiving the kindness that You're offering us today, that we'll not see this as You just being kind because You're obligated to be kind. But instead, that we would understand there's a purpose behind this. That You're calling us to You, just like I stand at that fence and call out to the horses. You call us over and over and over again. You don't do it just on fair weather days. You do it when it's raining, when it's pretty good or bad. You are constantly pursuing us and calling us to Yourself. Lord, I pray that if there's someone here this morning who's ready to answer to that call, who's ready to come to You, that today they would call upon Your name, that maybe they would speak to one of the pastors here, or one of the people here, and understand what it means to let You become the leader of their life. So Lord, I pray for that to happen. Lord, I am thankful for this food that You have provided, these people that faithfully show up, Lord, to serve and to love and to share. And Lord, use all of this kindness just to draw us to Yourself so that we might know You and walk with You. Lord, I thank You for these people that have come here this morning to eat. I pray Your blessings on them. Lord, I pray they would understand, that we would all understand just how much You love us and care for us. But Lord, I pray that ultimately all of us here would turn from our sins, Lord, and come to You. Father, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being here. You are dismissed.